We're back live here at Mack High. Claire Conley, freshman on the DeSales Junior Varsity Girls team who keeps statistics for Tim Duncan's Varsity Girls, brought me over some stats. Just share them with you real quick. Irish girls out-rebound Mack High 37-17. Mack High's girls end up committing 34 turnovers to sales. Respectable 9 turnovers in the second half after committing 12 in the first half. Abby Crowley had 7 rebounds to lead all rebounders. The 5'9 sophomore for DeSales, 6.7 rebound effort. Caitlin Vaughn, 5'9 sophomore for Mack High, led her team in rebounding with 6. But let's go ahead and start talking boys basketball as Alan Griffin watches his guys warm up. Down to my right, the Irish boys are 2-0 on the young season. They beat Mack High last Tuesday 47-39. And they beat Elgin at the Enterprise Tournament Friday night, or Friday afternoon, that is, 61-45. The second day of that tournament was canceled due to poor weather. The Mack or the DeSales boys would have played their JV team anyway, as the varsity squads could only participate in one of the two tournament games in Enterprise because you can only play 20 games all season, kind of a long story. But anyway, the DeSales girls played their JV team on Friday night in that Enterprise tournament and did not travel up there Saturday. So Tim Duncan's girls looking for a game to fill out their 20-game schedule. But we're on boys basketball now, and the Alan Griffin has his guys off to a 2-0 start. And looking at the two games, the negative has been turnovers. The Irish committed 28 against Mack High, 28 against Elgin. But there's a lot of positives. Fourth quarter scoring and defense for the Irish boys. That shows character, shows hard work, and that's what Alan Griffin wants to build this year's club on. We're going to rebound, and we're going to play hard on defense and make the other team uncomfortable and hope it pays dividends late in the game. And Alan Griffin's formula for success for his Irish boys has worked these first two games. After training Mack High 34-29 going into the fourth quarter last Tuesday, they outscore Mack High 18-5 in the fourth quarter and win by 8. And in the Enterprise tournament against Elgin, they won 61-45. They were up 39-35 going into the fourth quarter and exploded for 22 offensive points and held Elgin to 10 in the final 8 minutes. Victor Mata, 5'11 senior, had 18 points in that game against Elgin. Tommy Gregg had 12 points in that one. The Sales really didn't have a high score in that Mack High game last Tuesday. And the nice thing about that fourth quarter where they outscored Mack High 18-5, 6 different players scored those 18 points. So everybody's playing hard for Alan Griffin's boys early on, and they're finishing strong in the fourth quarter. For Mack High, their record is 1-3. They played in the Umatilla over tournament over the weekend and got a win against Helix, 68-42. Their key player, Ricky Angel, a 6'4 senior, he has 16 points and 5 rebounds in the loss at the Sales last Tuesday, and he went off for 22 against the Helix Grizzlies in the Umatilla tournament. Mack High has a lot of height as you look at their roster. Angel, a wide-body, physical guy who can play all over the floor at 6'4". They have a player named Will Haddon. At 6'5", he's a senior, had 8 points in the Helix win and 8 against the Sales last week. And then they bring Derek Richline off the bench, at least they did last week. He is 6'6" and a sophomore. So Sean Oliver, first-year coach for Mack High, definitely has got some height on his club. And the Irish do not. Spencer Cordero, generously listed at 6'2". He's a banger inside, but I think he likes to get outside and shoot the three-pointer if he can as well. Spencer hit a three-pointer for 3 of his 11 points when these teams met last week. Nick Mata at 5'11", he's an inside-outside player. Nick Wales at 6'2", who can jump and play taller than that 6'2", generously listed at 6'2" as well. So Alan Griffin's club a little challenged vertically, but their effort level has been excellent here early in the season. They're both teams warming up. We'll be right back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off for this boys' contest on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
You boys keeping the customers happy now.
Mama mia.
Our new house sampler was such a success,
but it left out some toppings you like the best.
So if your favorite pizza didn't win the race,
we will make you a sampler that suits your own taste.
I would have liked the Shabam to win.
If I'd had my choice, the Clarkson Special would win.
You see, we have so many pizzas to choose.
Order your favorites and no one will lose.
Just select your four favorite pies.
And we'll create your own sampler right before your eyes.
Vasari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the MacKay Gymnasium. The Irish in their road force green uniforms with the gold side panels up the side, the white numbers and the gold trim. MacKay in their home white uniforms with the red trim warming up to my left. Normally at the MacKay broadcast here at the MacKay Gym, I stand up in the wrestling balcony and look out on the floor, and I got up here in good time and set all my stuff up, and there's this kind of a opening barn-type door slash windows in that open up a view from the wall out onto the court, and those were shut. I was up there talking to Les Wright, a friend of mine from Melton Freewater, a couple years older than me, going through school here in Oregon in Melton Freewater, and didn't even open the doors, and right before the girls' game was going to go to warm-ups, I opened up the doors to get ready, and looked over across the way at the scoreboard, and it wasn't working. The only scoreboard that was working at the time was right above my head, and I couldn't see it. So I moved down here into the stands. I'm sitting here at half court, and they've got both scoreboards working now. So we're about ready to go for this one. And it's a little challenge getting on the air, but the girls had that convincing win. The Irish boys will try to go to 3-0 on this young season, a program that struggled lately, have the boys. But Alan Griffith's got them off to a good start, but they'll be tested tonight against the MacKay boys team coming off their first win against Felix this past weekend in the Umatilla tournament. And then Alan Griffith's guys got to get ready for a couple of league games. Two very good programs on the boys' side. Tri-City Prep on Friday and Liberty Christian on Saturday, both on the road. Now, I don't get a chance to talk to the coaches about starting lineups, so I'm just going to look down on the bench and see who's sitting down ready to be announced. Fort MacKay, Ricky Angel, the 6'4 senior, will start. Also starting number 10, who they don't have a number 10 on their roster. I'll have to listen to who that is. Four to sail, so I'll come back to MacKay. Tommy Gregg, 5'10 senior will start. Sean Williams, a 5'8 senior will start. Victor Mata, 5'11 senior will start. Nick Wales, a 6'2 junior. And Spencer Cordero, the 6'2 junior, will start. So Greg, Williams, Mata, Cordero, and Wales for the Irish. Nick Wales, our Dairy Queen player of the game when these teams met last week, 6 hustling points and led all rebounders with 8. So MacKay's got Ricky Angel starting. Derek Richwine, 6'6 sophomore, will start. Number 24, Ramiro Corona, 5'10 senior, will start. And Jesse Field, a 5'11 junior point guard, plays very physical. He hit 7 points in 18 minutes last Tuesday. Ramiro Corona has been announced. He did not score when these teams met last Tuesday, but had 10 against Healy. And Derek Ritzline, 6'6 sophomore, starting. He did not start the first time he's met. Ricky Angel will start. And then the mystery man, number 10, who's not on the program, have to listen to see who this is. Okay, that's Will Hatton. On the program, he's listed as wearing number 44. Maybe they couldn't find number 44. He's wearing number 10. Okay, that's easy enough to fix. So Will Hatton, so Sean Oliver will start a very tall lineup. 6'6", Derek Ritzline, 6'5", Will Hatton, and 6'4", Ricky Angel, the tallest player for the Sales, generously listed Spencer Cordero and Nick Wales, each at 6'2". And we're ready to go. And Mackay and DeSales break their huddles. Same three officials who did the girls' game are doing the boys' game. The only one of the three who I know here over here in Oregon is Tanner Mink, and he'll toss it up at the center circle. Ricky Angel and Nick Wales getting set to tip it off. Angel had 14 points in the first half when these teams met last week, but only two in the second half. Bounce tipped in the backcourt for Mackay, and Field gets the possession. He'll put the shoulder down, go all the way. It's an air ball. Ritzline goes flying in there and goes right over the top of and fouls Spencer Cordero. Nice block out by Spencer. As Rich. Wait. They're giving the ball to Mackay. It should be DeSales basketball. Yes, it is. A foul on Ritzline. The officials did struggle a bit in the girls' game, but it was a tough game to call, a runaway win for the Lady Irish. Cross-court pass to Tommy Griggs. Puts the defense, backs in on Hayden, or fadeaway against Hayden, bumped into him. He's 6'5", Tommy at 5'10", then bumped into him, did the fadeaway, missed the shot. Mack got the rebound quickly the other way. They get Field on the back, gets it to Ritzline, can't hit, finish the lane, got a whistle and contact inside. Nice attacking the basket by Jesse Field. And then found a Ritzline attacking on the left wing. Fouls on Spencer Cordero, and he's getting some coaching tips from Alan Griffin over on the Irish bench, and now Spencer will step into the block as Ritzline at 6'6" will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He hits the first one. Mackay's boys score first, lead at 1-0 just underway here. The Irish fans, pretty good showing. Their 1/4 sections of bleachers here are full. Ritzline, second free throw's missed. Long rebound tipped around, controlled by Corona, and now Fields got it, and they'll reset. Williams tries to force him left. He will. He kicks out to Angel. Angel for three. He's got it. Ricky Angel hits the three. Now passes in front court to Mata. Pass down low goes to Wales. Up top it goes to Greg. Running one-hander off the arm and go. Angel with the rebound. And timeout, Sean Oliver, as Mackay was struggling a little bit at getting out of backcourt against some Irish pressure. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Ricky Angel had some fun calling the game last week with my son Chris, and can't remember if he said this on the air or on the way home, and Ricky Angel sounds like a 1950s musician's name. Colorful name, and he's got a three-pointer bang down, and Mackay's up 4-0. Out of a quick timeout, he'll inbound to Field. And up the left sideline goes Field. And he's got the ball, Williams on him. Cross-court pass to Angel. Angel goes right side this time, running right-hander, and he's got it. Ricky Angel off to another quick start. Mackay up 6-0 early on their home floor. Trying to win the second game of this two-game series. There's one lastly. Cross-court pass from Mata for Greg. Tipped and knocked out of bounds. Tommy was sporting that mullet last week in the season opener. Now he's got more of the shaved head look. You never know with Tommy Greg. But you know he'll always give you a good effort. Deep on the right wing, he's got the ball. Up top now to Sean Williams. Sean, left wing pass goes to Mata. Down low to Cordero. Cordero puts it up off the glass. Won't go. Nice ball movement by the Irish. Cordero couldn't finish. And we got a collision near half court as Field pushing the ball up court. And the foul is going to be called on Nick Wales. Mackay really pushing the tempo. And the speed of the game just so much different between the girls and the boys. Wales. Wow, I'm having number issues. Wales wearing number 15 on the road. He wears number 43 at home, but I know the players by face and name, so the numbers for the boys don't make that much difference. You can hear the crowd noise. You guessed it. Richie Angel, a long ball from the left corner. Angel's got 8 points. Mackay up 9-0. Luke Pizzari is checked in. He gets it up top to Williams. Pass down low to Cordero. Spins inside. Shot blocked by Haddon. He's fouled by Haddon. Nice job by Spencer. On the low block, challenging Haddon at 6-5. Haddon will pick up the foul. Second foul on Mackay. And Spencer, who had a nice ball game the first time these teams played, little 11 points, had 5 points and 6 rebounds, led the team in rebounding up at Elgin. Spencer's first free throw bounces off the back iron several times and falls away. But the Sales still looking for their first point. Tommy Gregg's going to check out. And Sean Williams comes back in. He's come out when Pizzari came in. Spencer's second free throw, swish. Nice job by Spencer. He'll stay in as Nick Wales will check out. As Joe Solomon, 5'10 junior, checks in. Joe had 4 points in the fourth quarter on clutch jumpers as the Irish stretched the lead and got the win when these teams played last Tuesday. Field down low to Haddon. Goes inside on Cordero. Can't push out. Rebound Spencer. Irish get a break there. Haddon had a good look at it. Spencer cleared the board. Pizzari the other way. Corona tries to strip him. Pizzari gets it back. Tight man-to-man defense. Check that. It looks like, it's man, I think, for the Pioneers. No, it's a 2-3 zone. Lob down low to Cordero. He goes up strong again. Shot won't go, but he's fouled again. Nice job by Spencer. Nice job by the Irish zone offense. Couldn't tell if they were playing zone or man. Four of the Mackay players seemed to be playing a zone, but Will Haddon, I think, maybe was a little confused. He looked like he was playing man. Then he settled into the middle of that 2-3 zone, and they dumped it down low to Cordero, and Haddon fouled him. Spencer hits the free throw. Good ball movement by the Irish. Spencer's got 2 points now, and that's two quick fouls on Will Haddon, and he'll sit down. And they lose 6'5", and in the game comes a very thick-looking gentleman for Mackay. Alex Ortiz at 5'11", but he is a physical-looking kid. Cordero, second free throw off the mark. Solomon with the rebound in traffic. He'll kick it out to Pizzari. Pizzari can't quite handle the pass. That was one of those that was right between he and Mata. They both, neither one of them get it. Fields goes the other way. We've got a collision and an offensive foul on Jesse Fields. Nice job by Joe Solomon, hustling back the other way and getting in front of Field. Luke Pizzari was also there, and they all went down in a heap. Four fouls on Mackay on my score sheet. Yes, they have it up on the board now. So DeSales has not made a field goal yet. Two Spencer Cordero free throws are on the coins. Williams drives in, has his shot blocked by Angel. Ball's loose, picked up by Field. Williams on Field. Jesse Field pushes left side across the timeline. Sean trying to force him left. Picks up the dribble, throws a wild pass, thrown by Mata. Mata doesn't have the numbers, so he'll go out on the left wing, get it to Tommy Gregg, top of the key. He'll split the defense. Now kick it out to Williams. Williams from 14 on the right side. Air ball goes right to Wales. Nice pass, Sean Williams. And I don't think that's quite the way it was planned, but Wales gets the shot in off the air shot by Williams. And we've got a whistle and a reach-in foul. Mackay heads the other way. It's going to be on Tommy Gregg. So the Irish get their first field goal, kind of a impromptu in-flight alley-oop play as Williams off the mark, but it went right to Wales. 4:46 to go in a quickly played first quarter. Back out, lob it in the backcourt to Jesse Field. He'll set the offense. Williams really overplaying Field. Forces him left, jump stop in lane, gets it down low to Ortiz. He powers it up, won't go. Cordell with the rebound stripped by Ortiz. Corona's got it. His shot blocked by Wales. Foul on Nick Wales. Nick doesn't like the call, but he needs to watch the body language a little bit, and he'll calm himself down. Cordero did a nice job of the offensive board to start that sequence. But now Corona is at the free throw line. Well, Ricky Angel has mercifully cooled off a bit after 8 quick points by the 6'4 senior. Up and after that 9-0 lead, Corona hits his first free throw. He's a 5'10 senior. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors on the MacKay roster, but none of them were varsity experience. Last year, MacKay had 12 seniors on their roster. All of them graduated, obviously. And Corona hits both free throws. MacKay up 11-4. 4:22 to go, first quarter. Pressure defense, a very aggressive zone defense by MacKay. Williams and Greg can't get their... I'm tongue-tied here. They get their wires crossed. As Tommy was zigging, Williams thought he was going to zag, and they threw the ball out of bounds into MacKay's front court. So MacKay will inbound it on the enforced turnover on the Irish. Ortiz with it on the left wing. Here's a cutter in the lane, knocked away by Garrett Way. He was in the ballgame. Nice defense by Garrett. Gets it to Williams, and then Williams and Ortiz get tangled up, and that's going to be a foul on Alex Ortiz. Garrett Way did catch him coming into the game, but the 6'1 junior did a nice job as the 6'6 Derek Richwine tried to cut across the middle to a pass, and Leahy knocked the ball away nicely with the good post defense. Irish will work offensively the other way. Mata, Williams, Greg, Solomon, and Leahy on the floor for the sales. Down low to Solomon. He'll kick it back out to Greg. Irish dumping it inside. Oh, that Greg will kick it out. Stolen by Field. Field gets Williams in the air, spins under him, won't go. Rebound Mata. Nick Mata, harassed by Fields. Mata bounced out to Williams. Williams, cross-court to Mata. He'll spot up for three, off the iron, in and out, won't go. Rebound, Leahy keeps it alive, throws it out top, run down near half-court by Sean Williams. Nice job by Garrett Leahy in his time on the floor. Swing it to Leahy, left side, cross-court pass to Greg on the right wing. Greg puts the ball on the deck, now he's trapped, stripped, gets the ball back, stripped again, we got a foul, and MacKay very aggressive, trapping the ball on the wing. The foul is on Romero Corona, his first. Already 6 fouls on MacKay. Luke Fazzari checks in for Joe Solomon. Tommy Grable will inbound right in front of the MacKay bench. Corona flapping, trying to distract him. He gets inbounds to Vic Mata, who will hand it off to Williams. Williams. Tamada back to Williams at the top of the key. Sean, one dribble, kick it right wing to Greg. No shot clock in basketball here, no high school basketball in Oregon, so the Irish can be more deliberate. 35-second shot clock in Washington. And we got a missed shot as I battle away. The Irish run down a loose ball, and another shot in the corner won't go. Leahy with an offensive board. Kick out to Greg. Long shot won't go. Now MacKay clears it. The Irish got 3 chances there. 2:33 to go, first quarter. Corona is harassed by Greg, foul by Tommy Greg on the dribble drive. That's 2 on Tommy, 4 on the Irish. So the Sales getting decent shots against the MacKay zone, but they're contested. They're doing a nice job on the boards, and that's one of the trade-offs of the zone defense. You're susceptible to the offensive rebound. Tommy Greg will sit down with that. No, he won't. He stays in the game as Spencer Cordero came in for Wales. So that maybe Tommy come out with the 2 fouls. We get to Ortiz in the corner. Fazzari on him. Up top to Ricky Angel. Dribbles down the left corner. Leahy right on him. Garrett's giving him nice minutes. Forces Angel into a bad pass. It's going to roll all the way down the right sideline. And Luke Fazzari didn't want to pick it up. It was rolling right down the black paint that wasn't out of bounds. He kept waiting and waiting, and it shows how level the court is. And it finally rolled out of bounds right in front of the MacKay bench. And pass inbounds to Williams. Field, and he collides. But Williams gets the ball. He'll dribble to the foul line, put it up, won't go. Rebound, Cordero runs out. He flips the defense back. He's going to get caught for traveling. Spencer, nice job going to the offensive glass. looking for the contact inside, just kept kind of pushing, and then he shuffled the pivot foot. 11-4, DeSales down early here at Mackay in this boys' contest. 1:54 to go in the first quarter. Steals Ortiz. He drives all the way in. Lay-in won't go. Rebound Cordell. Spencer's done a nice job at both ends on the board. Williams to Cesari. Long pass. He and Field collide. That's going to be a foul on Jesse Field as the official who is spraying down there slammed into the Mackay or the Pioneers black padding under the basket himself. And that's Field's second foul, and that puts Mackay over the limit, so Luke Pizzari will shoot free throws. The third trip to the line from DeSales here in the first quarter. Only one Irish field goal, and that was on a putback by Nick Wales after a Sean Williams air ball, and unfortunately we just had an air ball free throw by Luke Pizzari on the front end of the 1-1. Vic Mata checks back in. Garrett Leahy will come out. And Alan Griffin wants him to sit down right next to, between he and an assistant coach Adam Driver and talk things over. Travis Hain has checked in for the sale. Hain, a 5'8 sophomore, can hit the three. Irish struggling offensively here in the first quarter, down 11-4. Lob inside to the 6'6 Rich line. He's got it, can't finish. Rebound, Spencer Cordero. Spencer is working hard on the glass. Williams will cross over to a good five field. Right corner pass out of Pizzari. Looks at a three, won't take it. Foul pass over to Cordero, who will shoot the three way long off the glass. Rebound, Richwine. Not sure that's where you want Spencer to take him a shot. But he's working hard on the boards. We've called his name a lot. Ricky Angel with Mata on him. Kicking the right corner to Richwine. Pass up top, right into the bench for DeSales. Field was the intended receiver, but he had cut to the basket, so a turnover on Mackay. And Mackay's looking a little gassed right now. They are breathing hard. They've come out with a lot of energy here in the first quarter for Sean Oliver's club, and they lead it 11-4 inside a minute and a half first quarter. Pizzari gets the ball on the left elbow, puts the ball on the deck, and then as it knocks away, it rolls out of bounds. Trying to penetrate that zone. Irish call play number three, Vic Model inbound. Gets in the left corner to Pizzari, up top now on the wing to Williams. Over to Mott on the right wing for three. He won't go. Rebound, Richwine at 6'6", gets it inside there. His outlet pass to Angel, knocked away by Hain, but picked up by Carmona. Carmona to Ortiz, knocked away by Pizzari, picked up by Hain. Nice defense by Luke Pizzari. Hain is triple-teamed in backcourt. Somebody's got to be open. His wild pass in the front court, taken away by Carmona. Here come the Pioneers, a 4-on-1. They'll settle for a 14-footer by Ortiz. Air ball, but Field runs it down. Field will take a tough baseline shot, won't go. Rebound, Richwine. He can't finish. The 6'6 sophomore just can't get it to go. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. They might say last touch by DeSales. The Mackay had a 4-on-1, settled for a off-balance wing side jumper, and then an off-balance fadeaway. And then Richwine with the rebound inside couldn't finish. So the Irish get a break there. We're down to 4 seconds to get to Angel. A fade away from three at the buzzer won't go. A little one step, get behind the arc, and fade away. Well, 11-4 Mackay. The sales struggling offensively here in the first 8 minutes. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSF.
The best way to correct behavior problems in pets is to never let them develop in the first place. Encourage good behavior with praise and attention. Correct bad behaviors by providing positive alternatives. For instance, a toy is better for a pet to chew on than your favorite slippers. Physical punishment or forced compliance to commands can lead to biting or aggression. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
It's that time of year again. It's one of the biggest events of the year. It's Toyotathon. We have pulled out all the stops to make this the best time to buy a Toyota. We've got great deals on every model. A new RAV4 four-wheel drive for under $23,000. A new Prius, nicely equipped, for under $22,000. We've got great incentives on almost every model. Rebates up to $3,000 and financing as low as 0%. But don't wait. Toyotathon ends soon. Come see us today. Imagine Toyota Scion, Wallaby.
See you for details.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Mackay. Ricky Angel, a couple of threes and a 2-point field goal, 8 points The sales of the team has only four. Mackay leads it 11-4. Angel, all of their field goals. Mackay is 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Ashell starts the second quarter with the ball. Hayne to Williams from 12 feet. Off the iron, won't go. Ricky Angel with the rebound. Hayne, Williams, Pizarri, Cordero, and Mata for the Irish. Ortiz, who just threw it over the head of Will Haddon, along with Field, Corona, and Angel. Will Haddon, the 6'5 senior, started the ball game but sat down quickly with two fouls. He's back in there. Mackay will turn it over, an unforced turnover. The Irish, just one field goal in this game. Coach Griffin's guys got to find a way to get the offense going a little bit against this zone defense for Mackay. And we've got Williams on the dribble drive, and Field pushing him in the back. He's going to get called for the foul. And that's one area, the free throw line, that is, where the Irish can get back into this one. Mackay has now has 18 fouls, but the Irish have struggled a bit from the line. They're just 2 of 5. Williams was just a 31% free throw shooter last year. Let's see if the seniors improved on that, and he does right there. A little shout-out to his dad, Kirk Williams, who lives over in Sumner, Washington, runs the Riverside Ford dealership. Sent me a nice note on the email. Appreciate it, Kirk. And that's a nice thing that Two Arts Communication does is put the games on the World Wide Web so people in those kind of situations can listen to their children play, their relatives, their loved ones, so to speak. Sean misses the second free throw, so it jinxed them a little bit. And on the rebound, it goes out of bounds in front of the Mackay bench to the Pioneers. So the Irish have got 5 points. And points are hard to come by right now. Ricky Angel, the only player from Mackay to make a field goal, but he's made three of them. And there's another pass. Corona throws it right to Vic Mata. So some unforced turnovers. Mackay trying to help the Irish out here in the second quarter. Williams swings with the Hayne. Back to Williams on the dribble drive to the elbow. Kicks out right side to Hayne. Cross-court pass stolen by Corona. Got a bit of an ugly start to this second quarter. A lot of unforced turnovers on bad passing by both ball clubs. Corona drives the other way in traffic, loses the field, comes up with a loose ball, tries to dump it inside to Corona. He's got it. He's only 5'10", and that's generous. And now he's tied up by Hayne, and I think they called out a jump ball as I was looking down at Corona's height. And it is a jump ball. They initially pointed at the sales ball, but now they'll point towards Mackay. So Mackay will inbound under their own basket. And Alan Griffin wants to make sure he's clear on why they switched it to the home white-clad Pioneers. 11-5 Mackay, 6:38 to go in the first half. In the ballgame is Saul Ortiz. He drives in, can't get the shot, gets his own rebound and scores it. Came in on that stoppage to play, and the 5'8 sophomore scores it. 13-5 Mackay. Williams, right wing pass to Tommy Gregg. Ortiz on him, pass to the elbow to Garrett Leahy. Swing it over to Mata for three. Off the arm will go. Mata follows his shot, gets it at the foul line. He'll pull up from 16 right side. Shot won't go. Rebound Ricky Angel. Angel gets it to Ortiz. Saul Ortiz, 5'8 sophomore. Doing a lot of dribbling, staying in backcourt, though, where they get it to Field. Field in the front court is knocked away by Mata. Williams and Field collided hard ahead to Mata. Angel strips. Mata traveled in the process. And Field and Williams collided hard. Two very physical players. And Sean spends a lot of time in the weight room. He's in my Zero Mod weightlifting class last year. He isn't afraid of the contact. Well, the Irish turn it over, and Field and Williams doing battle on the left wing. Now Garrett Leahy comes into double team Field, and Field loses it and balls the back court. Ortiz and Mata hit the deck after the ball, and it rolls out of bounds right in front of Sean Oliver. And that'll be another turnover on Mackay as it was last touched by the Pioneers. More turnovers than points between these two teams easily here in the second quarter. They are still looking for their first field goal of the second quarter. We've played nearly 3 minutes. They've had just one field goal this whole game, that on a putback of an air ball. Wales put it back in. Gregg on the dribble drive, left side, can't hit the left-handed scoop shot. Ortiz comes out of the pack with it. Crossover dribble, working against Tommy Gregg. Ortiz, the sophomore, nice ball handling, gets it to Ricky Angel. Angels in the offense for Mack guy, and he drives past Mata and lays in. Nobody came to help, and Ricky Angels got 10 of Mack guy's 50 points. I get it inside to Greg, and it's knocked out of there. That's a crowd pleaser. Will Haddon is 6'5", swatted it out of bounds, and the Irish will inbound, trailing 15-5 now in the corner to Wales. Wales pass up top, cross court to Mata. In the left corner now, Tommy Gregg puts a move on Angel, goes in, scoops to the hoop, won't go, rebound, tips around, Ortiz on the deck with the ball, tries to get it out of traffic, ball's loose, Mata's going to run it down in the right corner. Ortiz on him, he'll put up a little 12-footer, won't go, he's going to whistle a rebound foul. I think Williams is going to get caught climbing up the back of the 6'5", Will Haddon. Sean, listed at 5'8", isn't going to win that battle against the 6'5" Haddon. Sean's first foul, sixth on the Irish. I must have missed one of the Irish fouls. Offense, a huge struggle for Alan Griffin's guys right now. Just one field goal in this game. Nothing out of the half-court offense against the Mack High zone. They have gotten Spencer Cordero to cut to the free throw line a couple times where he's 2-for-4. Inbound pass for the Irish, knocked out of bounds by Mack High, so the Irish will try again. Lob inside Ortiz, knocks it away. Haddon keeps Leahy to the loose ball, and the Mack High in the front court. Haddon will give it to Ortiz. Ortiz on the left wing. Still with the dribble. Kick out to Ortiz. Long three out the alley. That was the NBA range. Haddon with the offensive rebound. He backs in. Shot won't go. Tipped by Angel. Rebound, and now to Wales. Wales to Mata. Irish gave up a couple of offensive boards there, but survived it. We got a whistle of timeout, Alan Griffin. Halfway through the second quarter, Alan Griffin going to try to sprinkle some magic dust on his Irish players and get a basket. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Walla Walla families have made a tradition of selecting their Christmas trees at Bachtold's Christmas Tree Lot on Fern Street, just a half a block south of Pioneer Park. The Bachtolds have been a part of the original green movement for over 60 years now, and they understand sustainability. The Bachtolds plant 3 new seedlings for every Christmas tree they harvest. They have over an acre of ground filled with noble firs and other major species. The Bachtolds will mount your tree on your stand for you, and they offer free greens with every tree purchased. Bachtold's Christmas Tree Lot, half a block south of Pioneer Park on Fern Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, Alan Griffin trying to get a refocus there for his boys. Just 5 points. I think, you know, I haven't been around him a lot as a coach, but I think he's a little upset with the effort level, giving up all those offensive rebounds and the turnover mistakes. And just as I say that, a forced pass inside by Williams, stolen away, and Alan Griffin just stopping to see. Now Wales with the steal, he'll go the other way, goes up strong, Ortiz will foul him. Well, and Alan Griffin turns around and says, that's what I'm talking about. I can read his little Nick Wales comes back from the mistake that the Irish made and goes flying down there, steals the ball, and heads the other way. The foul was on Corona, his second, and Nick Wales will try at the free throw line. The Irish are 3 of 7 from the line. Nick hits the first, and he's got 3 points. Sean Williams getting some coaching from Alan Griffin during this free throw time as he's forced that pass in there after that last timeout. Wales second free throw's off the mark. Rebound, Luke Fazari inside, saves it for Leahy. Nice hustle by Fazari. So from an effort standpoint, the Irish responding to Coach Griffin's timeout. It's a 3-point attempt by Mata. Won't go. Rebound by Richline, but Mata steals it from him. Now he gets it for Williams. Williams finds Wales at the top of the key. Swing it to Fazari for three. He got it. The Irish getting it going a little bit. The 3-pointer by Luke Fazari. 15-9. The Irish have scored 4 straight since the Griffin timeout. 3:17 to go in the quarter. Mack High is struggling with the turnovers and whatnot. There's a blocking foul on Sean Williams as he and Jesse Fields battle near half court. That is Sean's second foul. Joe Solomon's going to check in for Garrett Leahy. The Irish, a little bit of a late start with the football success, getting into the second round of the playoffs. The shooting touch is going to take a while to get there. Zone defense against them is a good strategy, as they're having a tough time hitting the three-pointers, but Luke Fazari had a rainbow three that dropped in a moment ago. That foul, as I wasn't paying attention, was the seventh on the Irish, so Jesse Field has gone to the free throw line and hits the front end of the one-on-one. Mackay, a very respectable 4 of 5 from the free throw line, and stops that 4-point run by the Irish, and now they lead it 16-9. Field's second one won't go. Mata with the rebound. Williams gets it on the right wing to Solomon. Up top it goes to Williams. Now in the right corner to Solomon. Solomon on the drive right side. Baseline bounce pass to Fazari on the left. Baseline on Fazari puts it up quick and scores it. Luke scored 5 in a row. Now Luke Fazari with the steal. Mata gets the pass. Tries to get it back to Fazari, who loses it. But Mata gets it right back and lays it in. Timeout, Sean Oliver. An ugly sequence from that guy, and that's Alan Griffin to DeSales basketball. Keep the pressure, pressure, pressure. The other team will start making the mistakes. They did, and the Irish are within 3 points at 16-13 after the Vic Mata lay-in. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. So Luke Fazari, 5 straight points, a 3, and then a 2 off a nice feed from Joe Solomon. Then Luke with the steal on the inbound after a couple of wild passes. Vic Mata got the ball back, took it hard to the hoop, and just like that, the Irish have outscored Mackay 9-5 here in the second quarter after trailing 11-4. The Irish will keep the full court pressure on as we come out of the timeout. We've got a buzzer at the scores table. They want some kind of a clarification. Now Mackay will inbound against the Irish pressure. Got a whistle, and Vic Mata is going to get warned for crossing the red line. And I think what they do is they give him a delay of game warning, and then the next player that does that, I think it's a technical foul. Could be wrong on that. Saul Ortiz checks out for Mackay, and in the game for Mackay, Enrique Sandoval, a 6-foot junior. Angel gets it inbounds the field. Field across the timeline. Williams on him. Jump stop in the lane. Field puts up a shot. Scores it, but he's called for traveling. Jump stop in traffic. Shuffled the foot. So Jesse Field, a little frustrated there, made the nice penetration. The shot was a swish, but they called traveling. Swinging on the left wing now to Mata. Angel right in his face. Victor puts the ball on the floor. Now picks it up. Angel still on him. Long cross for a pass. Knocked away by Hernandez. Sandoval, that picked up by Luke Fazari. Irish down 16-13, 2:12 to go in the first half. Low scoring first half. Wales finds Williams inside. Pass goes through his hands. Fazari runs down a loose ball on the right wing, dribbling right to left. Kick out to Mata for 3. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound. Fazari and Angel tied up. Jump ball called. Luke Fazari calling his name a lot in the last couple minutes. And Spencer Cordero is going to check back in. Spencer did a nice job on the boards in the first quarter. Hadn't seen him in there much this quarter. Vic Mata's going to sit down. Vic looks like the guy, Alan Griffin, is trying to get open in that zone offense for the threes. He's got a lot of looks, but the Mackay kids, who know Vic well, I'm assuming, because Vic grew up over here in Mount Freewater before coming over to DeSales his sophomore year. I think it was his sophomore year. And Vic is really struggling from beyond the arc. 1:56 to go in the half. The Irish will inbound into their own basket. They wipe up some perspiration on the floor. DeSales tuning up for a couple of tough road games in league play this weekend. Tri-City Prep on Friday, Liberty Christian on Saturday. They get the ball to Cordell. He loses it, gets it back. Field harassing him. Now gets it to Williams. Williams bounce off the corner to Solomon for 3. He's got it. And we're 5-16. On the Joe Solomon, the 3-point set shot. Nice pass by Williams. Skipping it into the corner. You gotta find those guys that can hit the three when the other team's playing the zone. So Alan Griffin gotta like the results. After that timeout, his team was down 15-5. And the Irish have outscored Mackay 11-1 since that timeout, and Mackay turns it over again on an errant pass inside, and with 1:22 to go in the half, the Irish have a chance to take their first lead of the game. Still falling on the left wing. Up top it goes to Williams. In the right corner to Fazari. 3 on the way. In and out. Stays out. Angel rebounds it over Cordero, and they'll come the other way. Now to Jesse Field. Mackay has scored just 5 points here in the second quarter. Field, a tough fadeaway, won't go. Air ball, Rich Wine at 6-6 gets it. Now gets it to Sandoval. He puts it up and in over Fazari. He just kind of crawled up over the iron and scored it. And quick pass the other way to Joe Solomon, transition lay-in. Mackay doesn't get back. Solomon beat him back, and we're tied at 18. Jesse Field will push in the elbow. Crosses over, gets it to Richway, knocked away by Cordero. Loose ball picked up by Wales. Nice defense by Spencer on the 6-6 Richway. 30 seconds left. We're tied at 18. Nice second quarter effort by the Irish. Swing it to Solomon. 4-3. And that will go. Cordero with a good inside position on the board. He's fouled by Richway. Spencer has been extremely solid on the board this first half. He'll go toe the charity stripe where he's 2-for-4. Nice second quarter for the Sales. At the 4-minute mark, Alan Griffin took a timeout. His team was down 15-5, and they've responded nicely, outscoring the Mackay 13-3. Spencer's first free throw off the front iron won't go. Paul Elmenhurst getting set to check in. He'll check in for Spencer Cordero. Spencer looking to get the Irish a lead with 21 seconds to go in the first half. The second one is also off the mark. Angel can't control the rebound, knocked away by Wales. Mackay Lindau with 19 seconds left. Paul Elmenhurst, I'm chuckling, he's listed as number 31 on the roster. He comes off the bench wearing number 53. That's a big number. Paul, a 5'11 sophomore in the game. Steele, swing to Haddon from 17 on the baseline. Off the ammo go. Richline tips it. Falls loose on the rebound. Elmenhurst has doubled it. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Here come the Irish the other way. Williams loses it. Haddon's got it underneath. 1 second. And the buzzer's going to sound. Nice second quarter for DeSales. Down 11-4 after 8 minutes. Down 15-5 midway through the quarter. The Irish have caught Mackay at the half. We're tied at 18 on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Are you ready for some changes around the house but not sure where to begin? Let us help you out. Here at Connor's Mr. Carpet, we'll help you find the flooring, tile, and countertop materials that will complement your style and your budget. From Cambria quartz countertops or natural stone and tile to carpet, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate flooring, we have it all right here in our showroom at 536 Northeast C Street in College Place, right next to the mini storage. We'll even arrange installation for you with the most trustworthy, licensed, and bonded installers around. So get started at Connor's Mr. Carpet, where every home get special treatment.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. Giza, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of Giza's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GizaHomeLoans.com. Giza, it's where you belong. Giza Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half, second game of this Irish Mackay doubleheader. The girls' game, quite frankly, an extreme ho-hummer, as the Irish girls won 59-9 against an outmatched Mackay girls squad. But this boys' game has been very entertaining. Not necessarily that well played at times, but very entertaining. The Irish really struggled on offense in the first quarter, found themselves down to 11-4. A Nick Wales pullback, putback off an errant shot, the only field goal in the first quarter for the Irish as they struggled against the Mackay zone. Ricky Angel, a fast start for the 6'4 Mackay senior. He had 8 first quarter points. And then halfway through the second quarter, the Irish were down 15-5, had not made a field goal, and Alan Griffin called the timeout. I think it was a little bit of a refocused timeout. The Irish boys came out much more focused. Luke Pizzari hit a 3, got a 2, and then it stole the ball, and Vic Motta laid it in, and the Irish got them kind of going, and the Irish ended up outscoring Mackay 14-7 in that second quarter. Joe Solomon came off the bench and hit a 3 also as the Irish started to put some dents in that Mackay zone defense, and the Irish catched Mackay at the end of the quarter and were tied at 18-18. So after that timeout by Alan Griffin, with the Irish down 15-5, they outscored Mackay 13-3 after that timeout. So we're even right where we started the game. We'll be right back with a look at the Walla Walla Catholic Schools calendar during this Advent season on 100.7 FM KHSS.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
Protecting expensive farm equipment from wear and excessive maintenance costs is a top priority for Valley farmers. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op is proud to offer the new Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel. This premium diesel keeps your equipment in top shape. Farmers will find better fuel efficiency, more power, and quicker starts, along with keeping your equipment in like-new operating condition. To find out more, give Larry Galloway a call at 525-6690.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Mackay, and as I've mentioned a couple times on this broadcast, and as you know, well know, we're in the middle of the midst of the Advent season. We're in the pink candle week, the joyous week of Advent, and all the kids at Assumption School, and I'm sure quite a few of them over at the sales, I don't spend much time there, all very excited as Christmas vacation approaches. Concerts going on in the Catholic schools. The high school band and choir Christmas concert is tomorrow night at the sales at 7 o'clock. The middle school concert will be held at Assumption Church on Thursday at 7 o'clock, and then the grade school concert will be next Monday, also at 7 o'clock at the Assumption Church. Mackay's got their winter concert Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Their choir does a great job, a great tradition of choir performances here at Mackay. As far as service opportunities to get involved with the Walla Walla Catholic Schools, the sales has a giving tree for foster children in our area, and that giving tree is located in the foyer. You can pick a tag off the tree and help out a needy child in our area. The challenge there is the program deadline is tomorrow, so if you want to help with that, you need to head up to the sales campus tomorrow and take care of that. If you can't make it but you'd like to help, you can call the sales at 525-3030. Up at Assumption, all kinds of things going on. They have a food drive and a Toys for Tots situation going on there as well, so you can help with either one of those. Come up to the Assumption campus or call 525-9283. And then Advent services every day in the foyer at lunchtime at DeSales. There's Mass tomorrow at Assumption at 8:30. A penance service tomorrow at 10:40 at DeSales. So all kinds of opportunities to get involved with our young people in the Walla Walla Catholic Schools. Hope you can join us for some of those events and have a blessed Advent season. Well, we've had a great first half. We're tied at 18. The Sales tuning up for a couple of tough games coming up this weekend as we look at the schedule real quick. DeSales boys and girls travel to the Tri-Cities this weekend at Tri-City Prep in Pasco Friday, girls at 6, boys to follow, and then Saturday at Liberty Christian, girls at 5 o'clock, that's an hour earlier, boys to follow at 6:30, and then at Christmas vacation, and then during Christmas break, the boys and girls will play in the Christmas Cat Classic at Whitman College, an 8-team tournament. 8 boys teams, 8 girls teams, so 8 school tournaments, 16 teams, a lot of games. The boys and girls will play 3 games each at Whitman College over Christmas break, the 28th, 29th, and 30th. Well, we'll come right back with the halftime stats, a close boys game, 18-all. The 2-0 Irish boys trying to sweep the season series with MacKay. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live as we're about ready to start the second half. I still haven't remembered to talk to Coach Griffin about who keeps his rebound turnover stats and things like that so I can get those. I've got the girls stat keepers pretty well trained, but I just have scoring for you. 4 MacKay, 18 total points, 10 of them by Ricky Angel. No player with more than 2 other than Angel. Ortiz, Sandoval, Corona, each have 2, 1 point for Derek Richwine, 1 for Jesse Field. For DeSales, pretty balanced. Luke Fazari has 5. Joe Solomon has 5. 2 for Cordero, 2 for Mata, 3 for Nick Wales, 1 point for Sean Williams. The bugaboo for the Irish, free throw shooting. They've been there 11 times and made just 4. MacKay has 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Foul trouble, Jesse Field, the MacKay point guard, has 3. Will Haddon, their 6'5 post player, picked up 2 quick ones. Tommy Gregg and Sean Williams have 2 fouls each. Now, I am missing 1 to sales foul, so we're underway in the second half. Field, Angel, Haddon, Richwine, and Corona. The players have started the game for MacKay on the floor. Pass goes through Haddon's hands. Mata with the steal. Mata, Williams, Cordero, Wales, and Gregg. So the same groups for both coaches. Coach Griffin for the Irish, Sean Oliver for MacKay, have their starting groups out there to start the second half. Irish working to my left now from my vantage point in front of the Irish bench, and Tommy Gregg turns it over on the travel. The Irish have struggled with turnovers thus far this year. 28 last Tuesday when these teams met at the Sales, the 47-39 win for the Irish, and 28 more turnovers when they played Elgin in the Enterprise Tournament. The good news is they won both those ball games. Field and Sean Williams get talked to a little bit. They're bumping and grinding pretty good there as they are setting up for that inbound play. Jesse Field now has it in front court with his back to the basket. He's picked up his dribble. Has it knocked away from behind by Cordero. Tamada. Corona's back. Victor will take it up and miss the lay-in. Williams with a hustling rebound. He has it knocked away. Field has a long, loose ball. He's going to come the other way, go up and around. Wales and lay it in. So the Irish dropped the turnover, couldn't score, and MacKay comes back quickly. Mata fires a quick three, won't go. Wales with the offensive rebound. Dumps it down low to Cordero, he's trapped with the tall trees, and we've got a traveling call. Tough deal for Spencer. He's got to look to Victor and says, hey, why'd you pass that to me? Or actually to Wales. Angel's 6'4". Richwine's 6'6". Spencer is 6'2". Couldn't get it up to the rim. travels, trying to find some long pass up court to the 6'6" Derek Richland. He scores it, and Mackay scored four quick ones out of the gate here in the third quarter to lead it 22-18. The Sales are going to stop this run. Pass inside, Cordero, he's fouled. Spencer does a nice job getting low block position. Mata fed him nicely. The foul's on Haddon, his third. So Will, starting the second half, kind of the way he did the first half with foul trouble. And I just thought of something. Tim Duncan had just sat down eating a chocolate bar and drinking some water. He usually visits me at halftime, and he didn't do so. He probably couldn't find me. I'm usually up in the wrestling balcony, and I'm sitting here amongst the fans. Well, not much to talk about in a 59-9 win, so I'll name the Irish girls player of the game. I named one for Eloisa Meza for Mackay. I'll have to find a way to get her that certificate. As I babble away, Spencer misses the first free throw but hits the second. Spencer's fourth trip to the free throw line. He's got 3 points. He's 3 of 8 from the line. 22-19, Irish down 3. Corona in front court with the ball. Now to Angel. Mata right on Angel. Angel's been relatively quiet after those 8 points in the first quarter. She's got 10 right now. Pass inside, stolen by Nick Whale. Whale with Angel on. Gets it to Luke Pizzari, who's checked in for Tommy Gray. Luke will run things from the point now. Swing it to Mata for 3 over Angel. Off that one go. Follows his own shot. Ball went out of bounds off of Will Haddon's leg. So the Irish will inbound under their own basket. 5:59 to go first third quarter. Cordero gets it into Williams. Williams pass the left corner to Pizzari. Payne gets Angel in the air. Now dumps it down low to Cordero. Tries to get Hayden in the air. Can't do it. Puts up a tough shot. Won't go. Rebound to Angel. Angel out left to Ortiz. That's Corona. Ramiro Corona down low to Haddon. Haddon, the big 6'5 senior, goes in hard. He's fouled hard and will go to the free throw line. Will Haddon has yet to score, but he is working hard to get to the rack there. The foul on Spencer Cordero. Second on Spencer. That guy's got the height. Haddon at 6'5 is at the line. Angel goes 6'4. Richpoint at 6'6. Haddon hits the free throw. Mackay has been efficient at the free throw line, 5 of 7. DeSales is not, just 5 of 13. 23-19 Mackay. Haddon hits the low. 24-19, 5:39 to go, third quarter. Mackay has outscored DeSales 6-1 here to start the second half when they were tied at 18. Pizzari dribbles left to right in the lane. Now kick out to Mata. Mata looking down low. Nobody open. Swings it left wing to Williams. Long jumper off the iron. Won't go. Rebound tips around. Mata, Richwine, Cordero all after it. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Richwine. The Sales calls play number C. Well, that's a letter. And we got a whistle and a foul away from the ball as Corona and Williams collide. That's going to be a push-off foul on Sean Williams. Sean kind of knows it. Getting physical with Corona. And that's Sean's third foul. And the Irish turn it over. Get him bounced to Haddon. The Irish press him by Matt Corona. They got the 2-on-1 to Richwine. Up over Cordero. Won't go. Corona gets the rebound. Scores it. Nobody blocks out. Ramiro Corona. And the 5'10 senior gets the bucket. 26-19 Mackay. Long shot by Pizzari. He drains the 3. Boy. The high arcing rainbow 3 by Pizzari. His second of the game. He's got 8 points. That helps. Irish down 26-22. It scored just 1 point in this quarter to that point. Inside to Angel. Angel, little runner in the lane, won't go. Cordero with the rebound. Now gets it to Williams. Williams, cross-court pass, tipped away and out of bounds. Last touch by Mackay. Tough to get that cross-court pass in transition when the white shirts are hustling back. Tommy Gregg's going to check back in, and Sean Williams sits down with those 3 fouls. Mata went down in the corner. Tough place to run your inbound plays. Gets it to Tommy Gregg. He'll dribble high between the circles and set the offense. Right wing pass to Pizzari. A long three-pointer to the air ball. Who is going right to Cordero, and he's fouled. Luke, too much trajectory, not enough oomph, but it was going right to Cordero. And Ricky Angel pushed Spencer in the back, who, as usual, Spencer has a good rebound position. They inbound it to Cordero, swinging around to Mata. Three-pointer rolls off. Dick can't buy a bucket from beyond the arc. Cesari's got the loose ball, though. Gets it to Cordero. Cordero got caught between a pass and a shot and turns it over. Spencer trying to, not sure what he's trying to do there, actually, but I think he's trying to dump it down the Wales. Here we come with Mackay the other way. Corona in the lane. Can't the shot. Ball bounces out of bounds. And the officials having a discussion who the ball bounced off of. One official said Mackay. The other official said the sale. Officials get together and say it bounced off Nick Wales. And no protest by Nick. He knew it. Garrett Leahy's going to check in. Spencer Cordero gets a break. 4 minutes. Exactly halfway through this third quarter. 26-22, Mackay inbounds it to Field. Field loses it off his leg, then flips and falls out of bounds with it. Vic Mata will help him up. Tough chance there for Jesse Field, a little frustrated himself, just kind of dropped the pass and rolled down his leg, and then he tried to dive out of bounds and save it. Unforced turnover right in front of the Mackay bench. If Field gets it back as he picks Tommy Gregg. Now Field falls to the ground, loses it, Tommy Gregg got it back. Field, good news, bad news, bad news, good news. And good news with the Field, bad news with the fall. And now Mata misses a long jumper the other way, and the rebound goes all the way out of bounds. Ricky Angel gets it into Field. Field will push it up the left sideline. Can't fault his effort. Back baseline cut. Nice pass to Haddon. Haddon lays it in. I was going to call it a backdoor cut. It was a backdoor on the baseline. Haddon lays it in. 28-22 Mackay. 3:24 to go in the third quarter. Nice assist by Jesse Field. Gregg on the dribble drive. Cock, kick out to Mata. Corona on Vic. Vic struggling with the offense this ball game. 18 points at in the Enterprise tournament against Elgin, only two tonight. Tommy Gregg on the drive. Kick out to Wales, is slapped out of bounds. Off Mackay. The Sales will inbound in front of their own bench. Looking down to my left, I see Jenny Lee, Ashton Montgomery, Jade Donnelly, and Megan Hamada, the Irish cheerleaders in uniform tonight. Left corner pass goes to Tommy Gregg. He's called for traveling. Tommy frustrated with himself. That's the second or third time he's been whistled for getting a little too quick a step going. Alan Griffin thought maybe he got pushed a little bit. Asking the official about that, I would assume that's what they're talking about. Inbound pass stolen by Wales. Tipizzani, kick out to Gregg. 16-footer on the way off the ammo and go. Rebound, Garrett Leahy. Leahy's putback is short. Rebound, Field. Irish had a good chance there, but they trail up 28-22. We got a timeout on the floor. Sean Oliver's clubbed up by six with the ball. And 2:44 to go in the third quarter. When we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products, to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With five conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back. Here is the coaches continue to huddle up with the team. Sean Oliver, first-year coach for his Mackay boys. He's got a good-looking athletic group of guys. They're 1-3 on the season. He's got height. He's got kids who play hard. His point guard, Jesse Field, is fun to watch. A little trouble with the ball security at times. And sometimes that's a process during the season. You got to find a way to hustle efficiently. And right now, players on both teams hustling maybe a little bit inefficiently at times. You get going too fast, you get a little out of control, and you can't take care of the basketball. So a lot of turnovers on both clubs this game, but a competitive score on the scoreboard. Lob pass inside on the inbound. Nick Wales is going to knock it away, and Williams comes up with it. Williams throws it right back down court, stolen by Angel. That will drive a head coach crazy. Sean Oliver, that it will both coaches. Sean Oliver calls timeout. They drop an inbound play, and it gets turned over, and then the Irish turn it right back. Angel on the left wing looking for a three. Won't take it. Mata right on him. Somebody's got to come to the ball, and we've got a timeout. Sean Oliver, nice timeout by the first-year coach, because just as the whistle blew, Angel threw a pass that was stolen by Williams. So Mack High saves a possession with the timeout with 2:14 to go in the third quarter. It's a full timeout, so we'll go ahead and break away for 30 seconds. A wild, ragged sequence there between timeouts. The score is still at 28-22 with 2:14 to go in the third quarter. When we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Thank you, Walla Walla, thank you. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Incorporated, Buick GMC. April marked our 60th anniversary. Over those 60 years, we've sold nearly as many vehicles as there is population in Walla Walla. As the area's longest established dealership by decades, we pride ourselves on honesty and integrity in all that we do. Nobody lasts 60 years without doing so. Thank you for your past support, and we look forward to serving you in the future. Dale Graves Incorporated, Buick GMC. South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Little chuckle there at the timeout break. I was watching Tanner Mink, one of the officials. He came over to the scores table. They have a nice wide bench for the scores table. And he's doing a little house cleaning. They had apple cores, chips, all kinds of stuff. And he handed it to a young lady and told her to go throw it in the garbage. And as I babble about that, Matt Guy misses a shot. Williams gets the rebound, tries to go coast to coast, and he's hacked hard. And we'll go to the free throw line. So Sean Oliver has called a couple timeouts in the last 2 minutes, trying to get his guys to execute an inbound play. It hasn't worked out. Third foul on that guy. Not get the individual number. They're not using that portion of their scoreboard. Sean Williams will be at the free throw line. The officials are talking about something and pointing the other way. Not sure what. Three-man crew. They also work the girls' game. Sean Williams will shoot two free throws. Free throw shooting has been an issue for the Irish. 5 of 13. Make it 5 of 14 as Sean misses the first one. He's got 1 point, obviously, from the free throw line. In the game for Mackay is Alex Ortiz, a 5'11 senior. 2 minutes to go exactly in this third quarter. In a real ragged quarter. Sean misses both free throws, tries to follow his shot, but Ortiz blocks him out nicely. Field and Williams working each other in the backcourt. Field with the basketball for Mackay. Gets in the front court, gets it to Ortiz, puts his shoulder down, goes up strong, and he's fouled and goes to the free throw line. Tell you what, Ortiz is very offensive-minded. He listed at 5'11". He is a thick guy. He probably weighs about 220. And see the Mackay of the Irish fouls on as Ortiz hits the first free throw. His first free throw is good. 29-22. Mackay led by 7 at the end of the first quarter. That's the lead they have right now. Luke Fazzari checks in. And Ortiz hits them both. That guy has their biggest lead at 30-22. Check that. They were up 15-5 when Alan Griffin took that timeout midway through the second quarter. The Irish came back to tie it at 18 at the half. Mackay's having a nice third quarter here. Fails just one field goal in this quarter. That a three-pointer by Luke Fazzari. In the left corner to Wales. Turns inside. Pass tipped. Taken away by Corona. Nick just kind of turned and threw it without really looking where. Another Irish turnover. Baseline drive by Field. Gets it down from the air. Scoots it. Hoop won't go. Rebound by Field. He'll go up strong. Can't hit it. Rebound tips around. Williams has got it. Sean wants to push it the other way. He's got Fazzari on the right wing. Hits him. Fazzari steps back. Looks to the three. Won't take it. Field on him now. Now to Williams. Swing to Mata. He'll fire the three. It's good. And Alan Griffin kind of rose up from the benches, followed the fly of that ball. Dick Mata has struggled from beyond the arc. He hits that one. The Irish down 30-25. A minute to go, third quarter. Haddon with the ball in the left wing. Dumps inside, knocked away. Ball's out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. So Dick Mata, not for a lack of trying, is firing away from that three-point arc against the Mackay zone. And he finally gets one to drop. The Irish within 5 points. 54 seconds to go in the third. Inbound pass, hit by Wales, goes right to Ortiz. He puts the shoulder down, a little out of control, kick out to Angel. Angel's been very quiet. Now he'll shoot a 70-footer. He hit that one. He had 8 points right out of the chute in the first quarter. So fade away 17-footer there. And then he comes the other way and blocks Dick Motter's shot. Angel, an athletic 6'4" senior. He's 6'4". I would say he goes about 195, 200. Just a good-looking, schoolyard basketball-looking athlete. So he scores at one end, blocks a shot the other. Inbound to Luke Rosario, rainbow two-pointer, they say. Luke's got 5 in the quarter, 10 for the game. 36 seconds to go, 26 seconds to go in the quarter. 32-27, Mack High with a 5-point lead and the ball. Ortiz down low, can't handle the pass, gets it, and then he's called for traveling. He likes to push off and lower that shoulder and kind of shuffle the foot, getting the position inside. I like the way he plays, though. He uses that wide frame. Williams left open for 17. He'll take it. It's off the iron. Won't go. We got a rebound foul. See, it's on. It's on Mackay. It's on Ricky Angel. Second foul on Angel. Inbound to Bazzari. 4 seconds to go. I'm not sure they see it. Bazzari tries to drive in. Blocked out there by Angel. So Ricky Angel, a couple of block shots late in the third quarter. Well, we were tied at 18 at the half. Mackay leads 32-27 with 8 minutes left. The fourth quarter has been the Irish's quarter in their first two games. We'll see how it goes tonight. I'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Tired of those high utility bills? A new Lennox High Efficient Comfort System from Total Comfort Solutions can reduce your utility bills by as much as 40%. Stop overpaying the utility company. And for a limited time, you can receive up to $3,100 in rebates and tax credits. Lower utility bills, improved reliability, and $3,100. Call today, 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions, supporting Walla Walla Catholic Schools.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Mackay outscores the Irish 14-9 in that third quarter, but it's the fourth quarter that's been solid for DeSales and Alan Griffin's guys the first two games this year. They outscored Mackay 18-5 in the fourth quarter last Tuesday to win the season opener. They outscored Elgin 22-10 in the fourth quarter to win going away in the Enterprise Tournament Friday night. So we'll see how the fourth quarter goes here. Will Haddon on the dribble drive, baseline, he scores it. Will Haddon got 6 points all here in the second half for the 6'5 senior. 34-27, Mackay. Tommy Gregg, Sean Williams, Spencer Cordero, Dick Mata, and Nick Wales on the floor for DeSales. And Tommy Gregg on the drive, whistle, traveling call as he got off to the quick start. Tommy has had issues with the footwork all game long. For Mackay, Haddon, Field, two players who started the game, but some reserves out there for Sean Oliver, including number 30, Oscar Flores, a 6'3 senior, has not played all game. Also out there is Saul Ortiz, who came off the bench in the second quarter, along with Field, Haddon, and then Ortiz, Alex Ortiz is out there. So Angel getting a break, Ricky Angel there, do everything guy, 12 points, a couple block shots. Ortiz on the dribble drive, loses it, gets it back, loses it again. 7:16 to go in the contest. Irish with the ball down 7. It's been a low scoring. Both teams seem to want to get it up and down if they can, but a lot of turnovers both ways. The points have been hard to come by for both teams, but the effort's been very good by both clubs. That 2-3, kind of a matchup zone by Mackay. Williams drives in, bounce pass for Cordero, too high out of bounds. Sean frustrated with himself. He needs to leave it soft and down near the tips of Spencer Cordero, bounced up near Spencer's face. Williams with a steal on the inbound, gets it to Williams. He lays it in. We got a technical foul on Jesse Field. Let's see if they count the basket. Jesse Field thought he got roughed up on that steel. And we'll see if the basket counts. I think it did, and I forgot who made it. The Jesse Fields complaining about getting slapped on the steel. And so DeSales got a real nice break here. They're going to score a basket, they're going to get a free throw, and then they're going to get the ball. Unless they do it different in Oregon. I think they're going to get the ball. And Tommy Gray misses the first free throw. It's a two-shot foul, apparently. Tommy has yet to score in this game. The Irish is 5 of 16 now from the free throw line. Tommy's second one rolls around and drops in. So it's 34-30. Doggone, I can't remember who made that basket for DeSales. Wales got the steal. I think it was Vic Mata. We'll give it to Vic, give him 7 points. So the Irish will inbound it now. So they've got a 3-point possession already, and now they've got the ball again. Pass inside for Cadero, knocked away by Hatton. Mata and Ortiz fighting for it. They're both on the deck. And the officials jump in quickly as the players separate. So get the tennis shoes in there and try to get the perspiration on the bottom so to get that squeaky sneaker traction. And the possession now in favor of DeSales. So Alan Griffin says we're just going to keep grinding it out and try to wear the other team down the fourth quarter. And here we are in the fourth quarter. DeSales keeping the ball at their end of the floor. Greg to Williams at the top of the key. Kick right wing now to Mata. Looking inside, gets Carrero at the high post. Kicking the right corner to Mata. Mata for three. Air ball right to Ortiz. Vic's had a hard time with the offense. Now it goes to Saul Ortiz in the front court. Saul and Alex, I wonder if they're brothers. Guessing they probably are. Pass to Haddon, goes off his hands and out of bounds, but Nick Wales slaps it away. Just out of my vision down in the right corner. Sitting here in the top row of the, well, two rows from the top. Ortiz will inbound. That's the older Ortiz. Gets it to Haddon. Pass out on, knocked away. Corona's got it. Gets it to Flores. He can't have the pass. Ball's loose. Cordero's got it ahead to Mata. And Mata will lay in a nice full court pass by Spencer Cordero to hit the streaking Vic Mata. Unofficially, Vic's got 9 points, and the Irish are within two. And now the Mackay Pioneers step on the sideline as they head down the court. And an unforced turnover, and here come the Irish in the fourth quarter with the ball, trailing by 2 points, 5:56 to go in the ballgame. Wales gets it in to Williams. Regardless of the sport, if it's split up by quarters, you want to be a fourth quarter team, and Alan Griffin's guys have shown that so far this year. Inside to Cordero, kick out for Mata, long shot won't go. He tries to keep it alive, ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Mata. Vic actually knocked it off of Saul Ortiz, but I think Vic got a break there because he kind of grabbed Ortiz going after the ball. No foul was called, and Sean Oliver's kind of asking for an explanation from the official right there. How'd my guy fall down? And I think it's because Vic had him by the jersey. Official's probably getting a little tired. They did the girls' game as well. Half-court pass knocked away by Bazzari and out of bounds. Alan Griffin trying to lobby for the ball, pointing. He just kind of smiles as the official takes the ball from him. And the Pioneers will inbound right in front of Coach Griffin, who will back out of the way of Alex Ortiz, having trouble getting inbounds. Will to Corona, 34-32. Mackay's third quarter lead is down to two. But there's a baseline jumper. Romero Corona hits it, and it's 36-32. We got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Now another technical foul called. Wow. And that's going to be on Luke Fazzari. You know, to be honest with you, I was looking down at my score sheet, and I saw the whistle blew and looked up, and they called the technical foul on Luke Fazzari. So Luke, first foul. As a football coach, I love Luke's aggression, and he's going to seek out the contact and play hard no matter what, but something happened there. and Haddon misses the first technical free throw, so each team has received a technical foul here in the fourth quarter. Alan Griffin wants an explanation. Haddon hits the second one. Each team has scored 5 points on 2 field goals and a technical free throw shot. 37-32. McIntyre is up by 5 to start the quarter. They're up by 5 right now. The Irish had closed within 2 a moment ago. Ortiz gets it inbounds to Ricky Angel. Angel goes left to right, cut off by Mata. Good defense by Vic Mata. Down low to Haddon. Haddon turns inside, puts it up off the glass, won't go. Rebound, Tommy Gregg is stripped by 3 McIntyre players. Ricky Angel ends up with it out on the left wing. Down low to Haddon. Powers it up, won't go. Rebound tipped around, still being tipped. Vic Mata finally corrals it. Gets it out to Williams. Irish want to run. They've got a 4-on-2. Williams goes left side, goes up on a tough shot. He's fouled on the learned free throws. Nice job attacking the basket by Sean Williams. Let's see the fouls on. It's on 24. That's Ramiro Corona. That's Corona's third foul. And Sean Williams had a rough time at the line tonight. I have to have all the sales players. Sean just 1-for-4. Misses the first free throw. The Irish now 6-of-18 unofficially. Cordero and Wales both getting set to check in. Alan Griffin talking to a couple of his big guys with some down the stretch advice. Sean hits the second free throw, and the bigs will come in for Alan Griffin, and the smallers at Luke Fazari and Tommy Gregg will come out. So Williams, Mata, Leahy, Wales, and Cordero on the floor for the Irish. Down 37-33. Pass inside for Haddon. Up over Leahy. He lays it in. They've been working it for the 6'5 senior. He's got 9 points on the second half. Baseline drive by Mata. 15-footer. He's got it. Vic unofficially with 11 points. Corona in the front court. Wales on him. Swing it to Angel. Fire a quick three. He's got it. Ricky Angel has 15. He's scoring every quarter. The offense for both teams eating up. They'll swing it to Mata. He'll fire a quick three, and it's going to go off the iron and out of bounds. 42-35. Irish down 7 with 4:12 to go on the game. Now Tommy Gregg's going to check in for Garrett Leahy. So Alan Griffin has manipulated his substitutions. He's got his starting 5 on the floor right now. Hayden and the press break offense gets in the front court to Corona. Down the baseline to Ortiz. He'll fire. Jeff Ortiz got it. That guy up on their own floor. That's Alex Ortiz, the 5'11 senior. That guy's got their lead up to 9 points. We've got a timeout on the floor with 3:56 to go in the game. Irish down 44-35 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The days are getting shorter and the nights are getting colder. Is your heating system ready for the long winter? We're Total Comfort Solutions and we can help. For a limited time, receive our precision tune-up for just $89. Our certified technicians will inspect your heating system to ensure it is performing at its peak efficiency for your family's safety and comfort. Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868. A proud sponsor of the DeSales Fighting Irish.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, McKay, head coach Sean Oliver's got to be pleased with the fourth quarter so far. It was a fourth quarter that was disastrous for McKay last week when these teams met in DeSales and season opener. The Irish erased a deficit after 3 quarters, outscored McKay 18-5 in the fourth quarter to win at 47-39. The Irish, on the other hand, have won both their games with big fourth quarters this year. Alan Griffin takes the timeout at the 3:56 mark. His team down 9, though. He took a timeout in similar fashion in the second quarter with his team down 15-5, and the Irish responded by tying the ball game up at the half, 18-18. Getting down to crunch time. 3:54 to go in the game. Irish with the ball down 9 as they inbound it. Williams will get it to Gregg on the right wing. Dribbles through traffic, gets it on the baseline to Cordero. 15-footer on the baseline, off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Mata keeps it alive. He'll bring it outside, now gets to Williams. inside the Cordero. 12-footer on the way, won't go. Rebound tips around. Mata ends up with it. The Irish getting lots of chances. They're working, trying to work it inside of Spencer Cordero, but they can't get in there. Now Williams will give it off to Tommy Drake, dribbling right to left. Kick out to Mata for three. Up the air, won't go. Rebound, Cordero, and Angel fight for it. Now Cordero's Corona on the ground. And what do we got here? Oh, timeout. Oh, great job by Spencer Cordero. I didn't know if they were calling a jump ball or a foul, but Spencer, my view is blocked. Nice job by the junior. Heads up play. Got a hold of the ball, called the timeout to save a possession. So the Irish, time of possession has been excellent here since the timeout, but they haven't got a bucket out of it. Still trailing 44-35. Alan Griffin doesn't seem to be much for the clipboard. You know, a lot of coaches will bring out the little clipboard and draw something during a timeout. Allen just talking to him. And that's how to execute an inbound play here. Cut into this 9-point deficit. Mata's going to inbound it. They're straight underneath the basket to the right as you face the basket. Wales and Greg on the left block. Cordero on the right block. They pass it in the right corner to Cordero. Up top to Williams. Swing it over to Mata for three. Over Ortiz off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Cordero inside. Wild shot. Glass. Something else. But Greg gets the rebound. He'll go up over Angel. He can't hit it. Cordero trying to keep it alive. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Spencer Cordero. Wow. DeSales has gotten a bunch of opportunities that haven't been able to hit him. Spencer working hard on the boards, but he just couldn't get the shot to go. Macau inbound against the Irish pressure. They've got to turn the heat up. Pass goes over Ortiz's hands. Williams will run down the loose ball. Sean back in the front court. Tries to leave it for Wales, stolen by Ricky Angel. Angel, he'll hit the other way. His pass called by Tommy Gregg. Back and forth we go. Mistakes, mistakes, mistakes. But you got to love the hustle. Tommy Gregg picks up his dribble in front court. Now gets it to Williams. We're down to 2:40 to go in the game. I just got to start picking up the pace offensively. Cesari gets in the air, throws a pass out to Tommy Gray. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound, Corona. Corona in backcourt. Wales chasing. Corona shields him with his body. Gets in the front court. Good ball handling by the Mackay senior. Wales all over him. DeSales has only four fouls. It's got to start thinking of the foul here. And Mata will foul Ricky Angel, who Corona passed the ball off to. Unofficially, Mata's first foul. And only the fifth on the Irish, so Irish still have a foul to give, as Coach Griffin wants to start using the fouls to manage the clock. Mackay's been pretty efficient at the free throw line. They were 4-for-4 in the third quarter, 8-for-10 going into the fourth quarter, 9-for-12 overall. Corona drives in, shot won't go. Rebound, Wales can't control it. Goes out of bounds, but they say Richwine touched it last. The 6'6 sophomores check in for Sean Oliver's squad. And now he has Alan Griffin a little frustrated. He sent Spencer Cordero in, and then he went to send Tommy Gregg, and Tommy just kind of ran onto the floor, and Alan said, hey, you got to check in first. So they get that squared away. Well, we've been stuck on 44-35 for about 2.5 minutes. Well, maybe not quite that long, for about 2 minutes. At the 3:56 mark, the timeout was taken. Now Tommy Gregg with it. Drives baseline cutoff, and he's trapped, throws it back in play, but right off the back of the backboard. Tommy picked up his dribble, got himself in the air, did everything wrong there. Got trapped under the basket on the baseline, threw it into the back of the backboard. Another DeSales turnover, and Tommy's going to come out of the ball game. And Luke Cesari's back in. Irish will try to press now, down to 1:50 to go in the game. Get inbound to Haddon. Haddon gets it to Jesse Fields. Nick Wales on Jesse Fields, dribbling into the right corner. He's shot now. Nice trap by the Irish. Timeout, Sean Oliver. Nice job by the trapping press. Sean Oliver uses the timeout to save his team a turnover. That'll stop the clock with 1:39 to go in the game. 44-35, DeSales trails by 9. Neither team has scored now for about 2.5 minutes. The boys and girls will be in action this weekend in league play at Tri-City Prep Friday at 6 o'clock for the girls, boys to follow. And then at Liberty Christian on Saturday, 5 o'clock for the girls, boys to follow. Remember the band and choir concert tomorrow night at the Sales, 7 o'clock. And then the middle school concert Thursday at 7 o'clock. Remember the Advent services every day at noon in the foyer at the Sales. If you'd like to attend those, we have Mass tomorrow at 8:30 at Assumption. We have a penance service at the Sales tomorrow at 10:40. All kinds of Advent spiritual activities for you to attend if you'd like. Got the Toys for Tots and the food drive both going on at Assumption. And then the Giving Tree, which ends tomorrow at the Sales. So if you want to get involved with that, you need to head up to the Sales. The tree's up in the foyer. Pick a tag off that and help a needy child in our area. Or you can call the Sales at 525-3030 to get involved with that. Now the Irish got to get 9 points up with 1:39 left in the ball game. And they've got to keep MacKay from scoring. MacKay's got the ball right now. Irish pressing all over. Cesari on Corona. Forces him to pick up the dribble. He gets it over the top pass to Angel. Angel goes baseline. He'll get it over to Richline. Richline fouled hard by Cesari. Morrow is actually trying to get a push foul on Angel. Pushed him all the way to the ground out of bounds. No call. And third foul on Luke. One of those, the technical foul. And Richline misses the first free throw. It was a shooting foul. Also the 16 foul. So MacKay will shoot free throws on all the Sales fouls from now. And then Alan Griffin wants that at this point. Try to stop the clock and make the Miners miss free throws. And Richline obliges there as he misses them both. Motto with the rebound. Gets it to Williams. Iyer stuck on 35. 1:29 to go. Motto on the baseline drive. Stolen by Angel. Angel just waited for Vic. They collided. Ball came loose. Another Sales turnover. And Field loses the ball, knocked away by Williams. Motto's got it back for Williams, knocked away by Field. Nice hustle by Jesse Field in the passing lane. And Paul Elmeners and Travis Hayne check in. And now Wales and Cordero come in. Hayne and Elmeners check out. So Coach Griffin changed his mind. I think that was one of those offense for defense, get our fouls in the game, chasers and fouls, but then the Sales end up with the ball. Irish get inbounds. Cesari on the left baseline. Can't find room to shoot. Gets it to Mata. Mata traveled. Yeah, flips his pivot foot. Another unforced turnover. And Alan Griffin is a little irritated with, I think, some of his other guys as they weren't coming to the ball. And Victor kind of trying to figure out where he needed to go offensively and ended up changing his pivot foot. So now Hayne and Elmeners, the designated press guys, will come in, a couple of sophomores. Angel has a pass ball by Travis Hayne. Hayne can hit the three, too. He gets it to Williams instead, but who loses the ball, Corona's got it. Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. The Irish knocked away from Corona. It goes out of bounds, last touch by DeSales. And we got a timeout. Wow. 44-35. Not looking like the fourth quarter is going to happen for the Irish tonight. They've been stuck on 35 for half of this quarter. Vic Mata scored 6 points early in the quarter. And since then, just a free throw by Williams and a free throw by Tommy Gregg on a technical foul early in the quarter. The Irish just 8 points. MacKay scored 12 in the quarter, but neither team has scored here. I keep saying the last half of this fourth quarter, it's been a turnover fest down the stretch. 56 seconds left. The Irish in danger of losing their first game of the season after starting the year 2-0. MacKay try to get a two-game win streak. They beat Helix in Umatilla tournament over the weekend and try to split the season series here with the Sales. The Irish won last Tuesday 47-39. There's a quick foul by the Irish on the inbound. as Coach Griffin will try to nurse this clock, play game situation basketball in this preseason contest. Fouls on Williams, his fourth. And that'll send Jesse Field to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. He's 1 of 2 from the line. Mackay was 8 of 10 going into this quarter, but are just 1 of 4 in the fourth quarter. See if those fours on the home scoreboard will change here. They've been on 44 for a long time. Field hits the front end of the 1-1, and that's what you want your point guard to do. The 5'11 junior clutch there. Got 4 points. And that will equal the biggest lead for Mackay, 45-35. Field very deliberate at the free throw line. Right-handed free throw is up. And also good. 46-35. Mackay with the 11-point lead. 48 seconds left. Pizarri pass inside for Wales. Lose it, gets it back, and now he's called for double dribble. He lost it, grabbed it again. Nobody else had touched it in between. Don't have turnover stats on the Irish, but they've got a lot of them. They had 28 in each of their first two games. They have at least that many here. Wales will foul Field. That's Wales second. 8 from the Irish, so Jesse Field, who hit both ends of the 1-1 a moment ago, will head that way again. 38 seconds left. So we had a sweep last Tuesday. Looks like we're getting a split tonight. The Irish girls overwhelming the outman Mackay girls in the first half of the double ever, 59-9. Field misses the front end. Spencer Cordero tips the rebound to Wales. Now Williams will go coast to coast, try to lay it up and in. Contact shot won't go. Tip by Pizarri won't go. Angels got it. We're down to 25 seconds left. Field will cover up and get fouled by Cordero. And Alan Griffin will rub the chin, begin to reflect on this game, and he'll have a Wednesday and Thursday to practice for those key league contests this weekend in Tri-Cities. Tri-City Prep Friday, Liberty Christian Saturday. Fields, front end of the 1-1 is good. Sean Oliver's got to like the effort of his point guard from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. He's hit the 3 in a row now. He's hit the front end of all 3 of his 1-on-1s this game. Got 6 points now. Second one is off the mark. Wales with the rebound. He's fouled, and Sean Oliver doesn't like that. So the Irish get a chance to walk the other way and shoot free throws and score with no time on the clock. And Will Haddon picks up his fourth, and it'll be Nick Wales at the free throw line, shooting the front end of a 1-on-1. Well, the Irish been stuck on that 35 mark for half of this quarter. Wales just went dry on him. Fourth quarter magic not there tonight. Nick Mott is going to check out Joe Solomon. Then Bo Dolly is also checking for the Irish. Nick Wales hits the front end of the 1-on-1. He's got 4 points now. Ricky Angel and Jesse Field will sit down. Nice hand from the Mackay fans for them. Angel will finish with 15 points unofficially. Came off a 22-point effort, and that went over Helix. Field a nice 3-for-4 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Wales, second free throw short. Rebound by Haddon. And they'll foul Alex Ortiz, who got the rebound. 16 seconds left. Foul on Nick Wales. And that's the 10th foul on the Irish. So Ortiz, that's Alex the senior, the 5'11 senior, will shoot 2 free throws. And he misses the first one. He's got 4 points. Garrett Leahy is going to check in for Wales. And now Sean Oliver will pull his guys off the free throw line. He's cleared his bench, sort of. Will Haddon is still out there. But Enrique Sandoval is in there. Oscar Flores. Sal Ortiz. And then Alex Ortiz hits the second free throw. 48-36. Joe Solomon gets it to Williams. Knocked away by Flores. Loose ball. Pizarro gets it. He'll take a long three. It won't go. Rebound to Alex Ortiz. And he'll hold the ball. That'll be the ball game. Mackay fans show their appreciation for the Mackay boys. A two-game win streak for the Pioneers. And they avenged the loss at the Sales last week by beating the Irish 48-36. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSF.
With Community Bank, you'll not only get the best service in town, you also get access to electronic conveniences like online banking with e-statements. You can get account balances, view check images, and receive statements with just a few clicks. With e-statements, you'll be saving paper, but best of all, it can help reduce fraud by reducing paper mail. So why fuss with all that paper when you don't have to? Talk to your local branch to start enjoying an easier, greener, and safer way of banking.
Community Bank. Local money working for local people. Member FDIC.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
If you can count on one hand how many times your vehicle has let you down, that's way too many. But every time, you can count on Walla Walla Transmission. You've got a busy life, and you have to have a reliable vehicle. To make sure your auto keeps running right, have Walla Walla Transmission perform all your preventive maintenance, service, and repair. Complete transmission fluid, flush, and filter change starting at just $165 plus tax. When your vehicle needs the best service and repair, Walla Walla Transmission is there. 525-8710 and on Facebook or W2Trans.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at the Mackay Gymnasium. The Mackay fans go home happy. Their boys win two straight under first-year head coach Sean Oliver, run their record unofficially to 2-3 for the 48-36 win. Entertaining but ragged game. The Irish struggled offensively for most of the contest. The first quarter was evident of that struggle that would go on throughout the evening. Just 4 points in the first quarter. And Nick Wales put back off an air ball shot, the only field goal for the Irish in that quarter. They hit a couple of free throws. Mackay was up 11-4. With 4 minutes to go in the half, the Irish struggles were continuing. They were down 15-5. Alan Griffin takes a timeout. The Irish respond. Luke Pizarro hits a three, then a two, got a steal that led to a Vic Mata lay-in. Joe Solomon came off the bench and hit a three and a two. The Irish went on a nice run to tie it at 18 at the half and outscore Mackay 14-7 in the second quarter. In the third quarter, the offensive struggles are back. The Irish scored 9 points, outscored by Mackay 14-9. Then the fourth quarter came along, which has been good to the Irish so far this year. Not so much tonight. Just 9 points in the fourth quarter, none in the final, or check that, just one, a Nick Wales free throw in the final 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. The Irish outscored 16-9 in the fourth quarter. So the Irish score 18 points in each half. Not good enough. Just 36 points in a 12-point loss. Let's go ahead and look at the individual stats for Mackay, scoring at 2 points for Saul Ortiz, two for Enrique Sandoval, three for Derek Richwine, five for Alex Ortiz, six each for Miro Corona and Jesse Field. Field, a nice shot from the free throw line in the fourth quarter for Mackay, 3 of 4 from the stripe. 9 points for Will Haddon, the 6'5 senior, all of those in the second half, and 15 points for Ricky Angel. Very good ball player. He had 16 points last week when these teams played. He had 22 in the win over Helix and 15 more in this game tonight. Solid player. He led all scorers tonight with 15 points. For Alan Griffin's Irish, the offensive struggled. 1 point for Tommy Gregg, two for Sean Williams, four for Nick Wales, three for Spencer Cordero, five for Joe Solomon, all there in that second quarter, and 10 points for Luke Fazzari, who had five in the second, five in the third, hit a couple threes, and unofficially, I say, 11 for Vic Mata. There was one basket that I got distracted on when Jesse Field got that technical foul, and then a shot was taken and counted. And I gave it to Vic, so we'll say he had 11. We'll see how the official score comes out. But not much offense for the Irish, and they didn't help themselves at the free throw line. Just 8 of 21 for the game from the free throw line. The Mackay Pioneers were in a respectable 13 for 18, so Mackay made 5 more free throws, even though the Irish took 3 more attempts. Well, that's the tale of the tape. Bottom line, the Irish lose at 48-36, suffer their first loss of the season at 2-1. And I'm not going to send it back to the studios. I'm going to I was going to send it back and then come back and wrap it up. We're just going to wrap it up right now. Well, let's see. Dairy Queen players of the game. Tim Duncan usually visits me at halftime of the boys' broadcast to name the girls' Dairy Queen player of the game. He did not do that. I mentioned on the air that I was going to give a certificate to Eloisa Meza for Mackay. The 5'6 senior just played hard the whole game, and Mackay's girls were just getting pummeled, just completely outmatched. They lost 59-9, but that senior girl played hard the whole game, and so she's going to get a Dairy Queen player of the game certificate. I know plenty of folks over here in Meltfield. I'll make sure she gets that certificate. And on the girls' side, we're going to go with Abby Crowley. She had 6 points and 7 rebounds, a very solid effort for the 5'9 senior in that ball game. On the boys' side, kind of a rough night all the way around. I'm going to go with Luke Fazzari. He plays real hard all the time. He had 5 points in that to start that run to get the team even at the half. He had a 3, he had a 2, he had a steal on an inbounds play that he fed Vic Mata for a land. So he's really the key guy in that run. The one positive moment offensively in the ball game for the Irish, and he hit another 3 in the third quarter to finish with 10 points. So Luke Fazzari is going to be our Dairy Queen player of the game for the DeSales boys. Well, Dairy Queen player of the game, sponsor, been doing that for years. We appreciate their sponsorship and all of our great sponsors who help bring these games to you. Without them, we couldn't have the broadcast. Great job back at the studio by Aaron and his dad, Rod, I think, back there as well. And that's going to wrap this broadcast up on a Tuesday night. We've got the third week of Advent going. Remember those Christmas concerts tomorrow night at the Sale, 7 o'clock. Thursday night at Assumption for the middle school concert, 7 p.m. And remember that Mackay concert if you're a Mackay listener driving home, Mackay Band and Choir concert tomorrow night, Thursday night at 7 o'clock here at Mackay. Well, until Friday, when the Irish boys and girls have a big weekend, Friday at Tri-City Prep, and Saturday at Liberty Christian. So until Friday, at 6 o'clock start for the girls, we'll be on the air about 5:40 for that one. This is Mike Speed saying God bless. Enjoy your Advent season, and we'll talk to you Friday night. We'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM, KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM, KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.